Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
When representatives of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and several Venezuelan opposition parties called the Unitary Platform signed what is known as the Barbados Agreement in October, both sides pledged to work toward free and fair elections in the second half of 2024. The United States praised the agreement and shortly after announced it would temporarily lift a swath of sanctions on Venezuela's oil and gas industry. More progress was made in U.S. and Venezuela relations in December when a prisoner swap occurred between the two countries in a deal that also included a pledge by the Maduro regime to release almost 24 Venezuelan political prisoners. Now, however, the United States is deeply concerned by the issuance of arrest orders and detentions against at least 33 Venezuelans, including members of the Democratic opposition, civil society, former members of the military, and journalists, said State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller in a written statement. Venezuela Attorney General Tarek William Saab announced the individuals are charged with conspiring against the Maduro government, though he cited no evidence. In a chilling statement, he told reporters those in custody have confessed and revealed information about the plans. In its latest human rights report published in March 2023, the U.S. State Department noted that while Venezuela is legally a multi-party constitutional republic, the regime of Nicolas Maduro claims control over all public institutions. Among significant human rights abuses, the State Department included serious problems with the independence of the judiciary, the inability of citizens to change their government peacefully through free and fair elections, and unreasonable restrictions on political participation. Concerning the latest arrest orders and detentions, spokesperson Miller noted, arrests without due process run contrary to the spirit of the October 2023 Electoral Roadmap Agreement signed between the United Platform and representatives of Nicolas Maduro. We call for an end of politically motivated harassment, including attacks upon opposition campaign offices and all efforts to stifle the democratic aspirations of the Venezuelan people through fear and intimidation. Spokesperson Miller declared, actions that run counter to the spirit and letter of the Barbados Agreement will have consequences. We urge Maduro and his representatives to adhere to the Electoral Roadmap Agreement, including by announcing a clear timeline for the 2024 presidential elections and to reinstate all political candidates. The United States, said spokesperson Miller, continues to support the Venezuelan people in their desire for a peaceful restoration of democracy.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.